We're doing the Rambam's 13 principles. We're up to the fifth principle, the fifth foundation in the introduction to Tractate Sanhedrin. The Rambam, in his introduction to Sanhedrin, discusses what are the principles, the foundations of the Jewish faith. In the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, the Mishnah discusses people who do not accept the faith, people who do not have a portion in the world to come. The famous Mishnah begins, "Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba." All of Israel have a portion in the world to come. And the following people don't. Who doesn't? People who choose to put themselves out of Israel. For example, a person who does not accept the foundations of Judaism. What are the foundations? So here in the Rambam's introduction to this Mishnah, in the beginning of the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, the Rambam enumerates what are the foundations of Judaism. And the fifth foundation, the Yisod HaChamishi, Shehu Yitalahu Asher Ra'ui Le'Avdo Ul'Romimo, that it is He, the Exalted One, that it is fitting to serve and elevate, exalt, ulfasem gdulato mishmato, and to publicize God's greatness and our responsibility to serve Him. Ve'enosim ken lemashe lemata mimenu bimtziut, and we don't do that for anything that's under God. We don't say we should be serving this star or that power. Anything under God, shelemata mimenu bimtziut min ha'malachim ha'kochavim ha'galgalim ha'yisodot v'chol ma she'urkav mehem. Be it angels, be it stars, be it orbits, be it the elements, or things that are composed of the elements. Lefi shekulam mutbeim bifulotehim, because all of them, their function has been predefined. God defines the function of an angel. God defines the function of the sun. In lehem shilton, they don't have control over what functions they can do. And anything other than a human, they don't have free will. They have to do in accordance with what God wants them to do. So we don't serve them, we don't publicize their greatness, nor do we use them as intermediaries to attain God. We speak to God directly, but towards God of the exalted Hashem, Yechuvnu ha-machshavot, we focus our thoughts, ve'anichu kol ma shezulaton, we let go of anything other than Hashem. So we don't praise or publicize the greatness of anything other than Hashem. You know, we're not even supposed to draw things other than Hashem. We're not supposed to draw pictures of the sun, the moon, being that these are things that people worship. You're not supposed to sit there and draw a picture of the sun. It's a leniency. We all accept that we could take pictures of human beings. We take pictures. Once upon a time, there were great rabbis who wouldn't let you take their picture. But we don't exalt, we don't elevate, we don't praise, we don't pray to anything other than Hashem, and we don't believe we need an intermediary. Now, angels can bless. We know from Tanakh that angels can give blessings, but we don't pray to them. Nor do we tell everyone, look how great this angel is or this force is. Yes, sir.
Rabbi, now, in many Jews go to all these great gadolim like Baba Salih and some rabbis of some Hasidic people or something like that and say, you know, pray for me to Hashem, you know, elevate my... So isn't that like an intermediary? Like, why isn't that person speaking directly to Hashem and he needs the gadolim to go?
It's a good question. So the sages always warned that we have to ask the gadol to pray on our behalf. Tzalach and Shulchan Aruch. If someone has someone ill in his home, so then he should go to the rabbi and ask him to pray for him. The rabbi, you don't have to go to the Baba Sali. To the rabbi you ask him to pray. Now, this concept dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Aaron and Miriam speak, and Miriam grows ill, has tzaras, what does Aaron tell him? Al natashet aleinu chatan. Aaron tells him, please pray for her.
Okay.
He says, so one of the ways we do that is the Mishaberach and Shul for the ill. The Mishaberach for the ill is in place of what really originally was the halacha, that you go to the rabbi and ask him to pray for someone who's ill in your family. So Chazal instituted that we make a Mishaberach for the ill. But technically what we're asking him is you pray. Not that I need an intermediary. And many rabbis, what they'll do is they'll say, you pray, or we'll pray together.
Oh, okay.
Not it's not It's not only up to me, and not only that, Chazal say, Yafa tfilat achole, the prayer of the sick person over himself is beautiful. God is with the sick person. Hashem yisadeno al eretz tvai. Hashem supports him. Hashem is with him. So on the one hand, yes, it's a nice thing to ask the rabbi to pray for us, but we also have to pray, and it's not that he's the intermediary. We're saying, you pray. It even says in Mishlei, Lechi trapesu hav re'echa, harbe alav re'im, Chazal say. Go ask many friends to pray for you. If you need something, you should ask a lot of people to pray for you, not only the rabbi. So we ask, if a lot of people come and say, you know, could you do him that favor? 10 people come knocking on your door, eventually you'll say, okay, I'll do him the favor. So we say the same thing with God. You get as many people as you can to ask him. And of course, the closer a person is to him, the more he has, so to speak, room to talk. He's closer to Hashem. When we pray by the gravesite, so we're not praying to the dead, we're praying to Hashem, and the merits of the dead, the merits over there are supposed to arouse us and have some weight on our prayer, as we find Kalev did. Kalev went to a gravesite to pray. The Rambam says a phenomenal point here. He says this fifth foundation is really the warning against idol worship. Idol worship can be just that. Sometimes people say, this is God. And sometimes they say, this is my intermediary to God. And we say that that's idol worship. And the Rambam says a line here, he says, Rova Torah, most of the Torah, Ba'al Azir Al Zeh, is coming to warn over this point. Over this fifth point, the point of Avodah Zarah, not having intermediaries between us and God.